For the second straight day, graduate teaching assistants at the University of Pennsylvania stayed away from their jobs. They're demanding the right to unionize. The university contends that as students, the teaching assistants don't have the right to collective bargaining. The strike follows 3 years of increasingly rancorous debate at the Ivy League school. NPR's Anthony Brooks visited the Penn campus in Philadelphia.
Yesterday and again today, graduate teaching assistants left their classrooms and their jobs to set up noisy picket lines around the University of Pennsylvania campus.
This is what democracy looks like!
That is what democracy looks like!
We are what democracy.
The strike follows a ruling more than a year ago by the National Labor Relations Board that permitted grad students at Penn to vote yes or no to unionize. But before their ballots were even counted, the university appealed to the NLRB, arguing that grad students don't have the right to collective bargaining because they're not employees. The NLRB impounded the ballots pending a ruling, which has yet to come. 1 year later, students want the university to drop its appeal and allow their ballots to be counted.
We're protesting the obstruction of our democratic rights to vote on unionization.
Dylan Brown is a fifth-year grad student who says teaching assistants need a union to push for better pay, benefits, and training.
Penn is on the cutting edge of the corporatization of the university, in which they're cutting costs by not hiring tenured faculty and using part-time temporary people as well as graduate students to do the bulk of the teaching. We're basically trying to protect ourselves against this process.
University Provost Bob Barchi says Penn is committed to working with existing unions on campus, but he says those shouldn't include graduate students.
We're equally committed to uphold the principles that our graduate students are students and not employees. We view teaching and research in which they're involved, and which is in fact the heart of the debate here, as essential components of their PhD degrees.
As they do at many universities, grad students at Penn help professors teach, grade papers, and do research. In exchange, they receive free tuition, health benefits, and yearly stipends as high as $15,000, a package that Barchi says is worth about $50,000 a year.
It does seem unfair and unreasonable for a small group who are being paid to receive an Ivy League education to interfere with the education of our undergraduates who are paying full tuition and often working in part-time jobs to afford to pay it.
But grad students like Donna Kirshner, who picketed yesterday with her 3-year-old daughter, Ella, say free tuition, even in the Ivy League, doesn't pay the bill.
I had to choose between health insurance for myself and health insurance for my daughter. So, you know, more student loans. And it's a basic dignity issue. We need to have recognition as a union.
The decision to strike has divided this campus. 32 faculty members signed an online petition supporting the grad students. But the undergraduate student assembly condemned the tactic, which senior Steve Brontalk says hurts undergraduates.
Their TAs, their teachers, are supposed to be helping. The idea is that they're supposed to be teaching. Undergraduates are like, you know, we're paying full tuition here. We don't get the benefits and things like that you guys get. And we're not out there striking for lower tuition. I mean, it's just not something we do. I mean, you're canceling your recitation so you can go yell at the university? You can yell at the university at other times.
Teaching assistants at many public universities have unions, even if private universities like Penn are resisting the trend. But that could be changing. 3 years ago, teaching assistants at New York University became the first to unionize at a private institution, and that could influence the National Labor Relations Board as it considers the appeal by Penn and three similar union drives at Brown, Columbia, and Tufts. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.